Today, we proceed further along the road of our question, how do we loosen the grip of the power guys? And also along the road of our answer, we loosen their grip on us by loosening ourselves. We are all so tightly held. Prince showing us this is one of his key gifts. He shows us what needs to shift in us to move out from under power's cloud and move together for our freedom. I know no other like him who models authentic power while showing us the way out of the dilemma for us of its loss, our authentic power, explaining what and who stands in the way of our regaining it, and urges us to fight back. And he, through us, will be all the more effective when we pair him with the right story. We need the right story in order to set aside doubt and uncertainty and to inoculate ourselves against the insidious effects of power's propaganda, which exists to a large extent to make us doubt the truth we are born with. For each of us, joy is within our hands, our own hands, and even sweeter with someone who pleases you. Power spends, quote unquote, wastes our blood and sweat manifested in order to both convince us otherwise that we possess this ability, this gift for each other, and to structurally enforce this diminishment of our lives. As Prince has said, if it feels good, power makes it a crime. What it feels like here on the receiving end of the power guy's pathological determination to bludgeon joy senseless is that they see their reason to be to nullify the joy that lives effortlessly. And as Prince has also said, we tired of y'all, tired, sick and tired of being tired. With the power guys gone, the business of being fully alive and energized will be so easy.